you very much. You can be seated. I appreciate it. Thank you. You can be seated. I appreciate it. All right. Wow. All right. Thank you. Everybody, you going? All right, let me ask everybody a question. So a lot of you are excited right now. That's tremendous. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. So hopefully you'll enjoy the message as much as you did, I guess, the singing or seeing me. If that was that highlight of your day, that's tremendous. I appreciate it. But many of us are looking forward to something that is coming up, maybe in the near future. How many of you right now, you're excited about graduating right now? Okay. I'm guessing that means you're going to graduate in a month, all right? If you're excited about graduating in 2 years, calm down a little bit. How many of you in the next maybe 6 months or so are going to get married? Excited about that? The amazing thing is she's not even dating yet, but she already knows that. No, I'm just kidding. And no, I don't know that. I'm just. But we get excited about things. Sometimes you look forward to a vacation. You have some destination you're going to. You have some big event you're going to go see or to participate in or to do. And there's nothing wrong with having some big event or something you're looking forward to. If you did the work to graduate, man, enjoy that. Look forward to that. If you've pursued a relationship and you're to the point where it's time to get married and you're ready for that, jump into it, man, be excited about that. Because you'll regret it afterwards. No, I'm just kidding. Then, some of you have something else you're looking forward to. Summer. Some of you, it's the highlight of your year. When you were 4 and when you're 24. That's great. It's a lot of maturity. So when you have this outlook, if we're honest, sometimes we fall into a rhythm, a routine, a mundane existence where we're existing, where we're almost seeking a small escape, and we're going through another perfunctory day, and you don't really know what's good about today. You're just kind of existing. You're in that mode of, if I get through today, what day is it today? Oh, it's Wednesday. What do I do Wednesday? Oh, I can't wait till I get through today. And how many more weeks? Man, I wish I could just fast forward the next few weeks. I wish I could just get through the next couple months. I wish I could get through this phase of life. And you start existing. I'm not necessarily criticizing you, but I am going to challenge all of us today. Because there are certain things in life that we should look forward to. But there's also a certain character that God wants us to have about our outlook on today. And we're going to try to visit that today, and I'm going to try to challenge myself and all of you to see if we're meeting that challenge that God threw at us. Are we stepping up to that challenge? Because today in the class this morning, did you get excited about going to class? Did you pay attention? Did you just have another day of fighting to stay awake? Have you ever looked at your notes and you're out of class and there's just kind of a line across your notes, or then your fingers have pressed down and you just see the same letter multiple times? Some of you, that's on your good days. But we need to reflect and look. So, what are some things we look forward to? You know, I do not have one of these for everybody. In fact, we look, I think he's going to put the first picture up there. So how many of you right now would like to have this? Okay. So you see that. Get excitement. Now, I don't know about you, but I do try to withhold from eating things like this very often. But I'll say, when you walked by one of their stores, I almost felt like you gained some weight just by walking by the store. It's crazy. But You walk by the store, it almost draws you in. Just tell someone, I don't know, it was just like I could feel the allure. Next thing I knew, I was in there getting a large with the extra frosting. Had my name. The Lord provided. All right, we justified. But you get excited about things like cinema. Looking forward to that. And if you had one right now, it would give you some excitement. If I said, Brother Mitchell's going to give everyone a Cinnabon after we get out of chapel. Again, you get excited. And I understand that. But Cinnabon may not do it for you, so we'll show you the next picture. How many of you right here? And if you are wondering, this summer, everybody, this summer, this is what the dining hall is going to provide for you on a daily basis. So for those of you taking the $120 discount, this is what you'll miss out on. But how many of you, when you see this picture, you can almost smell what this would be like. You can almost hear the sizzle from the sear on the steak. You get excited about it. This could be something you anticipate. You actually salivate. Some of you are salivating now. Looking at it, it's bringing joy to you. Just looking at a picture because you're looking back on a memory or anticipating future memory. Some of you are already thinking how you're going to waste some money today. I know where I'm going. Cinnabon and steak. All right, those two things. Now, if we haven't got, next one is just some people like the Cheesecake Factory. So you can get something from the Cheesecake Factory. I know some of you wouldn't like it. I had to bring you down gradually. Now, in life, you're going to have some things that really get you excited, but they don't keep you excited. If you had a Cinnabon every single day, number one, you'd probably be obese, all right? If you had a steak every single day, you'd probably be happy. No. But if you went to the Cheesecake Factory every day, you might struggle again with some issues or problems. But we look at that. You know, last summer, my wife and I took one of our kids. We went to Italy and we tried to eat some things in Italy. And I am not a big pasta person. But I will say, the food in Italy, especially Rome, is spectacular. If you ever get a go, I would take advantage of it. Every single day, we got pizzas and appetizer. I got a large pasta dish, and we got dessert. Now, we walked a lot. We walked a lot. But I actually, on the trip, we gained no weight. It was tremendous. So if you want to lose weight, just fly to Italy, eat a lot, and walk, and you'll do it. But we anticipated each day looking forward to that experience. And we made sure we thought, wow, this is going to come. We were excited about it. And if you have some trip planned, you may be excited about that trip. Maybe you have something else that's exciting. So let me ask you this after showing you these pictures. How many of us are going to savor and enjoy today? I just heard a groan. Oh, okay. Responsibility is now on us. How are we going to accomplish that? You think, what is there to look forward to? I have to listen to you for a few more minutes. Then I have to go to work, or I have to go to eat, then go to work, or I have to do this. I have this task. I have this studying. I have this to do. And you're justifying and validating why you don't have to enjoy today. Now, I can be in agreement with you. In many days, I struggle with this as well. I'm a very routine type discipline, just keep going type of person. I have a rhythm, I have a morning routine, a nightly routine. I'm that type of person naturally, so I can get into a mundane existence. But I'm going to show you a verse that challenges all of us in that. It's a simple verse, but it's a very straightforward and direct challenge on a daily basis to us to do what that question right there says to do. So I'll show you a couple of verses today. The first one is this, Psalm 118, 24. Now, how many of you, when you saw the verse, you were a little let down? Okay? No one raised their hand. You're lying. Okay. Now, to set the tone for this verse, this is the type of verse that when a mother is getting ready to take a vacation picture with their kids, especially the kids are a little younger, and she says, everyone come here for this picture, and it's been the end of a long day, and she's like, everyone get over here, everyone, stop, and she's really agitated. And then they go to take the pictures. You guys better look happy in this picture or else, right? How many people have been there before? You're like, yeah, I've seen my mom that way before. All right. They're demanding that you look happy. You're supposed to be happy. That's how this verse sounds at times. Ready? We're going to read this verse. Ready? This is a day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, does that sound like a question, or does that sound like your mom telling you to smile in that picture? You will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, this could be harder some days than others, but this is where we're at. This is a daily challenge we're supposed to embrace and we're supposed to fulfill. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You may not have a steak today that you want cooked exactly to your liking and put on your plate. You may not go to Cinnabon. You may not have a wedding coming up in a few weeks or graduation in a month. You may not have those things, but we are still supposed to look at this verse and say, this is a challenge I'm going to embrace. How are you going to embrace enjoying and rejoicing today? What are you going to do? Some of you think, I don't know. I haven't done that in so long. I'm not sure what to do. Because we have a choice. Will we rejoice today or endure today? It's a choice. You may think, no. We do. I mean, how many of you would switch places with Mr. Pins right now? So maybe we should rejoice today. How many of you have some reason to rejoice, but you've become numb to it? When my youngest son, Joe, was here, he was definitely carnivore. All my boys are, but Joe especially, and he grilled steak almost every day. I don't want to know our food bill. I told my wife, please don't tell me. They ate so much protein, but he would grill every day, and he was really good at it. But I told my wife, I said, I am so tired of steak. We have it every day. Now, we have a smoker, we have a grill, we have all those things. Joe did a great job. Some days I was like, oh, steak again. Now, is there anything wrong with the steak? No. What was something wrong with? Don't say me. All right, me. Yes. Am I going to rejoice today or endure today? What are you going to look forward to? Because this is a day who made? Then he says after, hey, I made it, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Are we going to endure today or not? Next statement. Our lives are supposed to convince other peoples to follow Christ through our joy of serving Him. We aren't going to go back, but think, endure today, rejoice today. How many people see Christ through your enjoyment of today that they think, I want what they have? Yet how many of you look on social media or go out about your day and see other people having fun and you're envious of them and think, what do they have that I don't? That's backwards. We, as Christians are supposed to show other people our enjoyment of today, because our hope in Christ and our outlook and perspective that we have, that we are supposed to convince them they want to follow him because of our witness and our testimony. Has anyone ever come to you and said, man, you're enjoying today. What's so good about it? Has anyone ever come to you and said, man, you just seem to be enjoying time and energy, maybe with your family out, and they just recognize that, and there was something appealing about how you were rejoicing today. They're in the same environment you are, and yet they're not rejoicing, and you are. How can you do that? How can you work next to someone today, and they're dreading work, and yet you're sitting there with an upbeat spirit because you have embraced Psalm 118:24. You will rejoice and be glad in it. How many of you, and I joked at marriage a few minutes ago, but how many of you through your marriages are showing other people what the joy of Christ is being with someone that's your best friend that you're spending your life with? And how many of you are enduring those relationships? How many of you are enduring college? How many are finding a way to rejoice college? Man, I'm a task-driven person. I love to get things done, but that should not be in place of finding things to enjoy about today. You know, sometimes as you start just going through life and getting through one thing and getting through the next thing, getting through the next thing, and you start finding yourself in this mundane routine of, I got to exist, I got to endure, I just got to make it through, and you just start consuming the life that God has for you. Years ago on July 4, we watched a few minutes of the competitive eating at Coney Island. Has anyone ever seen that before? I think Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut were there that day. If you're not familiar with who they are, those guys are competitive eaters. So they eat as fast as they can in a very short time to try to see who can consume the most, in this case, hot dogs with buns. They dip them in water before they eat them and start shoving it into their mouths. I'm not sure the exact total. I looked it up, but I think Joey Chestnut that day did something like 64 hot dogs in a very short amount of time. He beat Kobayashi. Now, after I saw that, you know what I didn't want to do? I didn't want to eat. Like, that's disgusting. My wife's like, everybody ready to eat? No. Now, I actually looked up what they were eating. They were eating a very expensive hot dog and a very high quality bun, if there is such a thing, all right? But very expensive. Like the hot, top quality, very top quality hot dog and bun. Now, do you think they were enjoying that? Or do you think they were enduring it? Do you think they were force feeding it? Now, also that day, we have a picture of one of the contestants I thought you would all enjoy seeing, because some of you are like, that's my girlfriend on our last date. All right. Okay. This is a picture of someone eating high quality, expensive food. Can you see the eyes rolling back in the head? Can you see her doing all she can do not to expel the contents of her mouth, right? Now, let's be honest. Have you ever force-fed a day the Lord has given you, and that's what the way you looked? Some of you look that way right now. This is not a picture of a happy Christ follower enjoying life today. This is not a Psalm 118:24 picture. But remember, this is a day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It may not be that today is not a good day. It could be that you have succumbed to force feeding yourself and you're in such a mundane routine existence, you don't appreciate what you do have. What are you appreciating today? If you appreciated today, that would help you to enjoy and rejoice today. What can you look around right now with a refreshed perspective and say, I'm pretty fortunate. I'm pretty blessed. But instead, this is the existence we live. And we wonder why people aren't drawn to want to follow Christ by watching us. That's our challenge. How appealing are you making it to be a Christ follower by your example? Don't gag another day down. My wife is a very good cook. She made a meal last night. We were eating and I told her how good the meal was, and it was. And I am somewhat spoiled with her cooking. But you know, if I were to go day after day after day and not acknowledge her cooking and just start saying I'm eating for sustenance, is that her fault, the food's fault, or my fault? So is today not being enjoyed your fault, God's fault, or your life's fault? In many cases, it's your fault. I think that's why it says we will rejoice, because it is something we get to decide if we want to do. I don't want any of us showing, serving Christ like that picture right there. The Lord made today. You're going to savor it or gag it down. Think of the word savor. If I said to you, one-on-one conversation, what is something about life that you savor? You would probably think about it for a minute and give me an answer. It may be an interesting answer, because savoring is slowing it down. Now, maybe my favorite meal my wife makes for me, and you can have your own, is this salmon that she makes me, which is unbelievable. It's pan-seared. She does a great job. Now, she makes that for me. Do you think I'm excited about it and go out there and just grab hunks of it and shove it in my mouth as fast as I can? No silverware. And just say, man, this is good. And I'm just shoving it in. And I try to get it done as absolute fast as I can. And I consume it that fast and say, all right, that was great, I'm done. Is that you think that's what I do? No, because is that savoring? No, when she does that, there is an intentional slowdown. Because in your mind, you say, I'm going to enjoy this, and I'm going to make this something that I savor. I want to challenge all of us today. Can we slow our mind down and say intentionally, I'm going to enjoy this and savor it? You may think, I don't know what I'm going to savor. Then maybe you need to check your perspective. Because there is something about today that we can enjoy. How are you going to approach today? What's that going to look like for you? My wife on vacation likes to go to different eating places, especially if they have some accolades or if they've won some prize. And I wish I could tell you the prizes. You know, if they've been given a prize by Food Network or some other culinary thing that I don't really read about much, but so I do try to research if we're going to go somewhere. A few years ago, I told my wife at our rental house, I said, you know, just a few miles from here is a winning cupcake place last year in this huge competition. And I said, why don't we go? Now, that's not normally something that I would just decide about with three boys, but we said, why don't we go? So we drove over there, parked. The line was a block long. Literally, I'm not exaggerating, a block long. So I just said, well, this is tremendous. Man, I'm so excited. We get to wait for a really long time and just spend quality time together. So what I said is, to my wife, what do you think? If you want to wait in line, I'll take the boys. You don't have to deal with us. I said, you can get a picture of what they got. Text us when you're close. So bring the boys back. We'll go in, which is what happened. She was excited. We came back. We walked in, and we got some of the cupcakes. This is not the actual picture. I think I have a picture of those cupcakes. So we got these cupcakes. And I can't remember. She was asking. I'm like, you know what? Just get a variety. It doesn't really matter. You know, whatever you're excited about. So she got this variety of cupcakes. Went back. You know, you cut them in fours. And you try to eat, sample many of them. Now, that was a moment for her, and we enjoyed it. They were very good. That it was inconvenient. We had to go out of our way to go there. She had to wait for a long time. But she still had such anticipation. She truly enjoyed it, and it would be a memory we still talk about. Because she looked at the end result and she said, I'm going to savor this and not look at the negative perspective. And we all need to slow down and find something about today we're going to savor. You need to find something today that shows the joy of the Lord is in your heart. And this is why we want to follow and serve Christ. Because of our perspective. Second verse I'm going to show you is Psalm 34, verse 8. Now this one says, oh, taste. Now when you taste something, do you typically eat or drink as fast as you can before you know what it actually tastes like? Have any of you ever made that mistake before? You thought, I'm going to like this, and you start drinking this, and then it's a terrible mistake, or put a bunch in your mouth? Have any of you ever said, I'm going to take a big drink of this milk, and you start drinking and realize it's chunky milk because it's bad? Have you ever done that before? And then you just chew it up and keep drinking? Is that what you do? You want to taste something to see and determine if it's going to be good. Psalm 34, 8 says, and taste and see. So we want you to taste. This means you're going around looking for something that you can try and find that you are going to enjoy today about. Taste and see. I want you to start looking and even praying. Say, God, what can you have me to taste today so my outlook can be a positive one so I can enjoy something about today? Oh, taste and see. What are we looking for that the Lord is good? Because when you see the blessing, when you see something come to pass, and you're like, wow, that is good, the credit goes to Him. How many of us are appreciative today of our friends, our families, our health, our ability to move and walk and talk, our ability to have the opportunities that we get to have today? The fact that you get to look forward to the next day or two with some difference in schedule. You get to even partake in some athletic events, and some of you get to go out and enjoy laughing and talking with friends. Some of you get to go into spiritual environments, and you get to get closer to the Lord. You get to talk to the Lord anytime you want. You get to open His Word and read and commune with Him and develop a relationship with Him. Some of you are dating. You get to get together and enjoy that time together, and you get to spend that time connecting. But you don't see any of that as good. That's a routine existence. Because we're force-feeding life into our mouth. And we're trying not to regurgitate that. Psalm 34, 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You have to give it a chance. Some of you have already predetermined the next month is going to be a waste of time. Some of you are putting a big X through every day. You're already doing it. Some of you are dismissing the next 2 months of your life and you're saying, I can't wait until. I'm not telling you not to have anticipation until. What I am challenging you to do is say, find something today that captures your attention and makes you rejoice. I want you to taste and see today that the Lord is good. I want you to sit down and enjoy something in front of you today that God has given to you. Mitchell mentioned the sunshine. Not sarcastically, but man, was it the last week or so, there was not much sunshine. And that does affect us. When there is sunshine, you appreciate it. You think, man, what a beautiful day. What's good about it? That's for you to figure out. You can go anywhere today and find people who are having a great time or people who aren't. You can go to any environment, find people who are enjoying today and people who aren't. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. I trust that tomorrow is going to be a good day also. My faith is in the Lord, and I know He's going to provide for me today and tomorrow, and I'm blessed because of it, because of my existence with Him. So, have you tasted God's goodness today? If so, how? You don't have to tell me, but you need to tell yourself. How have you tasted God's goodness today? An illustration about this that comes to mind is, a few years ago, my wife and I were on a safari in Africa. And we went on the safari. It was a great experience. But one of the days, we were in Kenya. We were probably 50, 60 miles from the Ethiopian border. It was a very arid place, like desert, dry, dusty, arid. Like a coating of dust as we were in our Jeep, a coating of dust would settle over everything. It was a great trip, but of course we're out in these different places, extreme places. There's no restaurants or anything like that. So for days in a row, we had been fine, but we had eaten prepackaged food or we had eaten lukewarm water or drank lukewarm water. That was all we had, which is fine, but they didn't have any fresh water or anything. But it was still hot. That day was very hot. We enjoyed getting to on safari that day. We came back, and we were going to go to our next place we had we were going to stay at. We had just stayed on the equator in this tented camp, which was amazing. But, you know, tented camp on the equator in Africa with all the animals around, as cool as it was, it's not have all the modern conveniences that we are used to. So we got to this place, and we parked. We went through a gate. And I still remember walking through this gate, went about 20 yards, and then kind of straight ahead and to the left, there were several pavilions. And they had some green grass. They had a blue swimming pool. And on the pavilions, they had all of this fresh fruit. And in these barrels full of ice, they had glass bottles of Coke shoved down in there for us. Now, I don't even drink Coke here in the U.S. But my wife and I stopped. I still remember we stopped and looked. It was so different. It was so much like an oasis. We looked over and saw that, and we thought, that is spectacular. And I remember going and getting some of the fruit and eating it. I'm saying, man, this is amazing. Can you believe how good this tastes? I remember taking a glass bottle. We each took one, and we were savoring it. You drink a little bit and said, man, this tastes better. Do you think this Coke is just different here? You think that it's made differently here? Man, this is unbelievable. Can you taste this and this? We're discussing the taste of a Coke. And not in 3 seconds, like at length. Man, do you taste that second drink? It's so much better. If we had recorded that conversation, you'd think, man, you guys are a little deprived. Was the Coke different, or was just my perspective different? My perspective. What's your perspective today? Can you appreciate what God has done for you? What is your outlook on today? What does that look like? What is your overall perspective on life? Psalm 118:24, this is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice. Are you going to take that challenge? Are you going to perform it today? Are you going to do it? Some of you just force feed life to you, and you're going from one milestone to the next. 3 or 4 years ago, we were on a trip in western Colorado, and I saw Ouray, Colorado. we went on a hike. This hike was brutal. We've done a lot of hiking, but this hike was felt like it was going straight up. Switchbacks for probably 3/4 of a mile. Legs are burning. We're just thinking, this is crazy. We get all the way up to the top, and in my mind, I didn't remember this message, so I'm thinking, this is terrible because I got to go all the way down. My quads and my knees are going to burn all the way down. So we're all kind of getting there. We get to the top, and in our mind, we're thinking, there's going to be a payoff. It's going to be worth it. We got to the top. We walked back, and guess what never happened? There's no payoff. We got all the way back to the beginning, had to go all the way down all the switchbacks. We got back to the car. Do you think everyone was in a real excited mood? Everyone's grumpy. This would not have been a good time to pull out Psalm 118:24 because you may have gotten punched, all right? But we were not. Why? Because there was no payoff. There was no reason. 2 days later, we're at another hike in Ridgeway, Colorado. Very, very difficult to get to. We hiked to the lake there. Two of my boys, Pete and Joe, actually jumped in. We're swimming in this glacier lake because they've lost their minds. But they're trying to swim in there. I would have, but I don't want to show off. But they were swimming around, and it was beautiful. Someone mentioned that you could go up to the top again if we were to go up this really steep incline. And I think, oh, I've been there and done that, buddy. Don't think so. But I talked to my wife, and we said, hey, let's do it. We had to find the trail. We crossed the stream and started doing the same exact thing, switchbacks, so steep. I thought, what are we doing? We did this 2 days ago. This did not end well. So I'm a little bit grumpy. Can you believe that? It was the only time in my life. That's why it stands out to me. But we get to the top, and we're overlooking where we just were. I think Craig has a picture. So as we're there, we took this picture. That lake you're looking at, actually straight across that lake, is where my boys were jumping and swimming. We stood there and we took this picture. Now, at this point we took this picture, we just stood in awe of what God created. This is an amazing day. For us, at least, this was an amazing view. You know why? Because there was a destination worth going to. We still had to put the work in. We still had to put a lot of effort in. Still was a lot of inconvenience, but we got there. Let me ask you, are you going to make your life worth living? Are you going to go through the same struggle and stress and get to the top and there's no payoff because you don't know what the Lord has done for you? Or are you going to make your life fulfilling and meaningful by getting to the top and finding something you can look back on and enjoy? What are you going to do? Are you going to endure today? Or are you going to savor today? The choice is yours. The perspective is up to you. It's there if you want it. Let's choose to go to Psalm 34:8 and Psalm 118:24. Take the challenge and make the most of today. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thanks for being so good to us. God, help us to take this challenge and let you work through us and shine through us and be a good witness and testimony. God, help all the students here, including all the adults here in the room, including myself, to make sure we take this challenge and let you help us to rejoice and savor today instead of endure today. Be a part of this ministry. Brother Mitchell.